The governor is advocating a proposal to lower Floridians' taxes by more than $600 million. The response from Fort Walton Beach Republican and chair of the House Finance and Tax Committee, Matt Gaetz, is effusive.
Well, I am inspired by the governor's enthusiasm to cut taxes. He's making good on a campaign promise to give the legislature the opportunity to cut $1 billion in taxes over the next 2 years.
The largest chunk of Scott's tax cut, and the party's promoting from the stump, has to do with taxes on things like cable and cell phones. Scott says for every $100 Floridians pay on their monthly bill, they'll keep $43. He's even set up an online calculator so people can see exactly how much they'll save. But the $43 in Scott's example, or whatever amount the calculator spits out, is how much a person will keep annually. For someone spending $100 a month, their bill would only drop to about $96.40. And this has some lawmakers wondering about return on investment.
I'm for any type of tax cut. I just am. So anything.
That's Republican Representative Mike Hill from Pensacola. He sits on the committee with Gaetz. And while he thinks the governor's tax cut is a good idea, he says there are better options available.
However, if this is going to be competing against the commercial lease tax, which could have, I think, a bigger impact on Florida in terms of bringing businesses and jobs here, if we had to choose between the two, I would prefer the commercial lease tax over reduction of the communication sales tax.
Florida currently levies a 6% tax on commercial leases, and the House committee discussed the possibility of lowering it to 5%. A similar plan died in the last legislative session, and the governor has not included the idea in his new budget. But Hill thinks lowering the rate will help Florida businesses expand and make it easier to attract new ones. It's unlikely the legislature will be able to fund both tax cuts as they're currently packaged, so in the coming weeks, they may have to decide which is the better of two approaches: a broad but thin tax break that saves everyone a small amount of money, or a narrow targeted cut that will only benefit a specific class of businesses. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.